Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This is the Motor Minute, fueled by Engine Extreme. This morning we wanted to talk about the impact of rust on your engines. So rust, often dismissed as little more than a cosmetic issue, but in the engineering world, corrosion is one of the biggest threats to infrastructure. And it certainly does cost efficiency and ultimately billions of dollars. With corrosion concerns occasionally making headlines in the fuel industry, many people are asking what rust actually means and how it develops and if it should be a cause for concern. Joining us this morning in the Engine's Motor Minute is Simon Norton. He is an expert in corrosion and failure investigation. Simon Norton, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're well.
Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me to the show. I presume you can hear me.
Yes, loud and clear. Line is actually perfect. So can we just start with the absolute basics? Many people think of rust as maybe a little more than an orange stain on metal. But obviously we know that there is more to it. What is it? What is rust and why does it cause a concern?
Well, when one takes iron ore out of the ground, we process it in a steel work such as the one in Vanderbijl Park in Johannesburg, at ArcelorMittal, or elsewhere in South Africa and in other countries in the world, and we turn it into steel by mixing it with a whole lot of other materials to give a strong material called steel. But nature wants to return to nature, and in the process, steel then reacts with the oxygen in the atmosphere, with oxygen in water, and moisture and other corrosive elements such as the salt in the sea. And the net result is that you get rust and you get what we call corrosion and corrosion products. And they're not harmless, although what you might see along the seafront at Muizenberg in Cape Town or in Durban or in Sea Point in Cape Town just looks orange and seems to be no problem. In something like a fuel system where you're storing petrol or diesel fuel, if the tank begins to corrode, that will have problems for the fuel that's stored there and for those that pump the fuel into motor vehicles. And then, of course, motor vehicles themselves, they require protection from rust. So for argument's sake, the body of the vehicle has been galvanized with zinc prior to being made into a motor vehicle, so that when it's finally sprayed with what we call an E-coat, a fancy coat of paint, that you can get a 10-year warranty or a 15-year warranty from the motor manufacturer. So there, in a nutshell, is what corrosion actually is.
Is it a problem, as you've mentioned, in Cape Town, in Muizenberg, Sea Point, wherever that would be, in Natal, or is it a problem for everybody countrywide?
It varies from place to place. So for argument's sake, in deep mines, deep gold mines, in coal mines, chrome mines, when they drill out and dig out, blast out holes underground, water that's containing dissolved chemicals from the natural geology of the area comes in and it then contacts all the steel in the underground mine. And as a result, the mining steel has to be protected. So corrosion is a problem in the mines. Corrosion is a problem in factories. So in food factories, process factories where they use what we know as stainless steel, while most people know it as being something that's corrosion resistant, in reality, it's a material that has got to be treated with great respect, and it will corrode under certain environments. But to answer your question directly, the coastal area of the Western Cape, particularly of the Cape Peninsula and the False Bay area, is one of the most corrosive environments in the world, as is the west coast of South Africa, right up to Namibia. And certainly Durban, parts of Durban, the Bluff and parts of Durban are very corrosive, and it's an issue. So if you design a building and you put in reinforcing steel in your concrete, you should galvanize it, hot dip galvanize it first, then pour the concrete, and then you'll provide long life to your building. Otherwise, when the wind blows off the sea, the chlorides from the sea salt will eventually penetrate the concrete, as well as carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and we get a combined reaction that eventually causes the steel to corrode. It then builds rust, which then bursts the concrete. So it's horses for courses, and it's different things in different places.
The fact that like we often assume that fuel protects steel from rusting. So if that's the case, how does corrosion develop inside of actual fuel tank? Does it?
Well, it definitely does. Right. What actually happens is that the manufacturers or the suppliers of fuel, they normally do take protective steps. Firstly, when a fuel lies, take for argument's sake the weather currently in the Western Cape.
Mm.
We've had periods of hot weather followed by periods of quite cold weather. So what you get inside a big fuel tank, and this could be a 5 million liter tank containing diesel or petrol, what we know as motor gasoline in the oil industry, you get condensation in the tank from the variation in temperature, and the condensation then settles as water to the bottom of the tank. Now, as many people know, and some people really don't know this, there are natural microorganisms all over the place. You're not free of them. Mm. They're good microorganisms that protect us, and there are other microorganisms that are not so good. And these microorganisms get into the fuel tank, and they live in the water because they came in with the water. And the water lies at the bottom of the tank because it's a different density to the fuel. And then the bugs, what they do is they live off the hydrocarbons in the fuel, and they start to eat the metal at the bottom of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Because
gosh.
It was discovered not that long ago that microorganisms can actually digest metals, iron in particular, mm. and turn it into the iron then goes into what we call solution or disappears into another medium, and you end up with holes in your tank. Not only that, but when the fuel is actually manufactured in an oil refinery, in a fuel refinery, like the Astron refinery, for argument's sake, at Caltech, out at Milnerton, or in another refinery in Durban, or the refinery up in Sasolburg, or any refinery for that matter, there are various chemicals used in the refining process that can carry over into the fuel. And these can then be part of the corrosion process in your fuel. So what they do at these places is take measures to make sure that this doesn't harm either the fuel itself or the tank, so that you get long life out of your tank.
Absolutely fascinating. That is where we leave it, and I really appreciate that, because sometimes we hear about these things, but we really just don't fully understand it. That was Simon Norton, who is an expert in corrosion and failure investigation, explaining to us in a way certainly that I can now understand about corrosion, about rust, and why this is such a problem. Simon Norton, thank you.